the Cleveland Browns, Mr. John Greco. And Mr. Joel Petonio.
It was fun to be up here. I mean, these guys are great chefs, and kind of being in their shoes for a little bit. It's tough to be up here and cooking and thinking on your feet. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, all right, do what she says. Don't mess up. So it was a great time, though.
So you're gonna let the players cook, or you're just going to do all the work?
Dude, did you see? He put together the whole. I even let him play with a knife. That's how confident I was in his abilities. Watching the steak.
It is fun, especially when there's a time clock on it. But it was just a cool opportunity. Happy I got to do it and with Joel and meet Michael and Carla. It was a lot of fun.
You notice the chef tastes everything before it goes to the plate.
My hands are slippery.
Let Carla do it.
Maybe. I need that.
This is one of those great moments.
This is definitely a YouTube moment.
Yeah, I have butter on my hand or something like that, so it was really slippery. And my finger's a little beat up from playing in football, so it kind of hurt to open it. And she's very strong.
Three, two, one, put down the...
Do we need 5 plates?
We didn't have 5 plates here.
Joel, you have 5 plates, it's just that some are empty.
His griddled onions were a lot of the judges' favorite ingredients. So, you know, he might have a future in this. Maybe, you know, as I'm getting a little older now, I'm slowing down. Maybe I could bring him in. One of the, you know, could be his next career. He could be the chef at Lola.
You said that it was a spicy steak. It was supposed to have a little bit of spiciness to it.
That was my fault, probably.
Okay, all right.
I think I need to put a little more seasoning on my meat so the judges don't yell at me for that. But I did season it. I didn't want to over-spice it, though, with the cayenne, so I was kind of being careful with that.
Chef Simon is the winner.
As a lifelong Clevelander and huge Cleveland Browns fan, I mean, to get to sit and cook with some of the Browns, even though they're the same age as my son now, it's still like a childhood dream to be able to hang out with these guys, have a little bit of fun on stage, and we won. So it makes it even better.